You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And this evening, we're talking to Bonolo Kgarane, who is the creator and owner of Ukhosikgadi, which is a brand that I think a lot of us have seen on social media. And she's going to be telling us a little bit over the next few minutes about that business and what is it that she does. And I believe she's already on the line. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
Well, I can't complain. We thank the Lord for this moment.
Ah, fantastic. How was your day?
Oh, hectic.
Hectic is good. One of those things. They say hectic is good, eh?
Well, yeah, it's good. It brings money in.
It means, I love that. I love it. You know, when people talk freely about money, I love it. Yeah, that's what we do. We shouldn't shy away from the topic of money, and it's a very important one. So I'm happy that it was hectic and, you know, money coming in. And thank you so much once again for taking the time to join us this evening. But before we even get into your business and what is it that you do, can you tell us a little bit about yourself for people who might not know you?
All right. Bonolo Kgarane is a converted SDA, raised and bred in Vryburg. I stay currently between Vryburg and Klerksdorp.
Okay.
But as we speak, I'm currently in Vryburg in the northwest, far northwest, deep in South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm a 34-year-old lady. I turned 34 yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy belated, by the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I've never been a person into business. I always say to people that this was God's way of letting me into business. I studied communication science. I wanted to be like you behind the mic.
Yeah.
But things took its own turn, and here we are now telling a different story.
So you wanted to be in communications behind the mic, and God had other plans for you.
Yeah, actually, I have been behind the mic for about 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
in the community setup, I did radio, I did newspaper.
Yeah,
but then after some time, then God said, "When are you going to turn to this direction now?" And
sure. So it sounds like the business actually found you. So this particular business that you are doing, it found you.
Mm-hmm, most definitely, it did. It was. I think I'm going to answer your question, your follow-up question for you even. The business found me when we thought everything was hopeless.
Yeah.
When we thought that nothing good is ever going to come out of the situation we were in.
Mm.
It was when we were hit by COVID in 2020.
Yeah.
I was working before then. I was working in a construction company as a site administrator.
Yeah.
Then my contract had to be terminated due to the break, the lockdown.
Yeah.
I went home. Well, before that, I was growing my natural hair. I've always been a natural hair enthusiast.
Mm.
So then what happened is I went home and I started looking into how am I going to grow my hair during this time. But how am I going to get this and that and that? Then that's where the business came.
Mm.
And in honesty, I wasn't really getting into business with a mind or an idea of getting into the business.
Yeah.
I was just about doing something for me to help my hair grow to its optimum best.
Mm.
Because natural hair is actually not an easy one. But taking care of it is what makes it not to be easy, because it has its own way in which you need to care for it.
Mm.
So that's how the business came about. That's how the business found me while I was just doing something for myself and then it was a business.
Okay, so let's define it then clearly to people who might not be understanding. What exactly is Ukhosikgadi?
Ukhosikgadi is a COVID baby started in 2020.
Yeah.
I learned to sew myself. I didn't even know how to sew.
Mm.
I learned to sew certain bonnets. All I was looking for was a certain bonnet that I can use at night and when I'm just home doing about my chores so that my hair can be beautiful and grow to its optimum best.
Yeah.
So I started chewing those the bonnet I wanted, because yeah. I looked for it on the aisles in different retail.
And you couldn't find it.
Yes. Size, I couldn't find it. But in other cities you could find them. But at the time we could not even buy non-essential items, remember?
Mm.
So what happened is I instead bought a material, a certain fabric. I sat down with my partner. He's an artist. He's an art gestionist.
Yeah.
He helped me to draw the pattern for the bonnet that I wanted. And I took just your normal thread and your normal needle that you have at home, some few that I had already bought, a scissor, and I started cutting out this bonnet, started sewing it by hand. And, you know, these days when you have something nice, you always want as another more like you want people to say, hey, she can actually do this.
Yeah.
So I posted a picture of myself wearing those satin bonnets on Facebook. And then my Facebook friends really liked it, only to find out that they also wanted something like that. I didn't know that I can turn this thing into what's going to give me bread or going to put bread on the table daily. You understand? When I say the business found me. And one other Facebook friend, she's now late.
Yeah.
She says to me, I want you to do this thing for me because I have long dreadlocks and I struggle with what to keep, how to keep it on right at night. And then I said, you know, I don't know how to make these things for people with dreadlocks. Just go about it, do it. I trust that you can do it. I took the challenge and I bought material for her and I sewed the bonnet. I sent it to in marketing. I was in a clerk shop at the time. And before I knew it, she then started going around telling people that I've made her this beautiful thing that does not sleep at night, that keeps her hair so oil moistured, and she's loving every moment with it. And she then started asking me to make for her colleagues. I didn't even know how to price Tabelo. And I went back to the drawing board. I calculated, okay, this is how much I spend now. This is how much I can charge. I started charging people, and then the business started. And remember, like I said, I was sewing these things by hand at the time. I did not even know how to operate a machine because I wasn't really doing this to turn it into a business. It was just something I was doing for me.
Sure. They say some of the greatest businesses are actually born out of necessity or out of a need that you see in the market. Because maybe you needed that, so you couldn't find it anywhere, and so you came up with the idea, you know what, let me do it myself since I can't find it anywhere. And those are some of the businesses that, you know, become successful, because then you are doing something that you love, that you're passionate about, that you have some sort of, I suppose, interest in, because I think the worst thing to do is to run a business that you have absolutely no interest in, so you can't really grow that business. Now, let me ask from your end then, what makes your business different from another satin sewing bonnet business out there?
Also, my bonnet, the quality speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Let's start with you receiving the package.
Okay.
It comes in a very elegant, ladylike, because mostly my customers are women, but I do make men as well. Yes, I also make for men who are growing their natural hair.
Okay.
They come in a very elegant packaging with a lovely thank you note message.
Mm-hmm.
They will make you feel that your money is really worth spending on a Potifari. Now we go to the actual product. There are different types of fabric, that different types of satin, as much as the different types of fabric.
Yeah.
I make sure that the type of satin that I choose is the one that will, that is durable. The quality is not, you don't need to come and buy unless you want to have a collection there, of which I'm as we speak, I'm actually working with people who want a collection of these bonnets.
Yeah.
So the quality speaks for itself. I do not choose just about any kind of material. There are so many certain bonnets on different retailers that you will find. But with a Josefari bonnet, they are reversible. They come with a straw cord, The draw cord helps you to adjust the bonnet to the size that you want. You'll find that we have different types of hair. We have 4C hair, we have 4B. So for most of us this side of the continent in South Africa, most of our hair is, which is your big coarse hair. So my bonnets allow even the biggest hair you can imagine to be in very nicely, because that draw cord, you just draw it, put your bonnet on, and then adjust it to the way you want it. So quality that set it apart, because you don't want to put on something and then midnight you're sleeping, there it is lying next to you. My bonnet was the whole night because of that draw cord. The other thing, I also make certain dukes. The duke that you also can adjust or you can tie to satisfaction. You do not have to tie them too tight for them to stay on, because either way they will stay on as they are measured the circumference of your hair, of your head. They do not slip off. That's a standout point mostly, is the quality and the reason, the way it stands out the whole throughout the night. It's bonnets peculiar compared to other bonnets that we find on the market.
Sounds really interesting, I must say. And it sounds like there's lots of customization for different customers with certain type of natural hair. Like you said, people with dreadlocks and people with that. Now, let me ask, for us as men, what type of bonnets do men wear? I'm very interested in that one. I mean, I'm trying to Google here what type of bonnets men wear.
All right. With men, we're having your round elastic bonnets.
Okay.
Then it's round elastic. Yes, it's just like your jerseys. You see, on your calf, the elastic that we use on calves to make your jerseys tight. It's the same elastic that we make for men, because we don't want to make for men bonnets that are like they have gathers and they look like ladies kind of way.
Yeah.
So we make them same bonnets on mostly their favorite colors. Most men do who really like certain bonnets are those men that are keeping their dreadlocks or their just somebody who wants to keep their pillowcases clean. And you know, it can be so messy on pillowcases, so just sleeping on a bonnet at night can make a much difference on your bedding as well. But also I also have certain pillowcases which are very good for children, for men, for women, for teenagers especially, you know, puberty stages, teenagers, facial breakouts, their skin turn somehow. So when you use certain pillowcases, they help whatever that you put or whatever treatment that you're using for your skin condition, they help treatment to absorb the moisture correctly. In result, your skin then improves. Also for people living with cancer, certain very delicate to the skin, so there's no rough patches, rough into the skin.
Yeah.
So it becomes very, very helpful in that instance. For some of us struggling with acne, it works the same. People struggling with eczema, you know, eczema doesn't want heat. So what happens with certain cases is that it takes the body temperature. It does not it takes your body temperature. So when it's too hot and when you are just cool, then certain will take that body temperature, and it will also help your skin, like I mentioned, to absorb whatever moisture that you are putting it on.
Sounds very interesting, I must say. I mean, listening to you, I'm already thinking to myself, well, maybe, you know, everyone, men included, should consider buying themselves those bonnets. And I love that. It sounds like it's a range, because you've got pillowcases as well, you know, for youth as well, and young people as well, you know. I do know that, you know, a lot of young people love to have things, you know, that they apply on their hair and all the stuff, especially women. And I think it sounds like these bonnets are what they need.
Most definitely they are what they need, especially if they want to have that glow. You know, we all of us are so much into, I want my glow, I want to glow, I want to look. Yes. You cannot be spending so much money on facial treatment only for it to be absorbed by cotton rich the that we put. I mean, you need to have value for money. So that's where Jose Khare comes in. It gives you value for money. money. You definitely will see a result. I cannot give time frames to it, but continue. Also, you, how you're taking care of your skin. It's not magic. It's not going to do magic. All it does is that it needs your consistency. It needs you to work your part as well. But having changing from certain cotton-rich pillowcases to certain, it will do wonders to your skin. It will do wonders to your hair.
Mm. I feel like I'm in a lecture. I'm being lectured even about my hair. It feels like, okay, I really need this thing. Now, let's turn to you then as an entrepreneur. What drives you as an entrepreneur?
Passion for natural hair.
Okay.
I love seeing growing up Tapelo, we tend to look down on our hair somehow.
Yes,
we think that
it's
beautiful. I remember myself growing up, I used to keep chiscop. I would always shave my hair because I felt like it's not growing. And if it's growing, it turns out somehow the color changes.
Yeah.
If it's changing, it's too coarse, I need to relax it. But then As I became older, I realized I actually have really beautiful natural hair. Grow, then if I take care of, will look at its optimal best. And as we speak, I have the most. I just did a bun now while talking to you. I took it out.
Yeah.
I have the most beautiful hair.
Yeah.
So it's the love for natural.